For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 746. Man, this whole schedule is thrown off today. I apologize for that, but tough.
Yeah, we got
what
you.
What are you going to do? We literally have 8, 9, 10, 2 hours and 15 minutes left of this show. And then tomorrow we got the big Christmas party that we do. Mm-hmm. And then the not-so-live gig.
Right.
I want to be able to make it to both of those.
Yeah, please.
Because in the first one you get gifts, and the second one's going to be fun. Did you look at the lineup?
The lineup for
the Not So Live gig?
I did.
Yeah, I didn't look at it yet, though.
Will you make adjustments to it if you feel like we need to change anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll be puking in the corner. Thanks to Kenny Urell and his wife for coming in today. What nice people, and what a weird and interesting life that they had.
Yeah.
I can't imagine living through that and then going on to be normal people like they seem to be. So good for them.
And so nice. They were so nice.
Yeah, they're super nice people. Before we get to news, which is late, Galvin, I have to bring something up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that for years we've been doing the death poll since we were doing afternoons in the very beginning? Actually, I think we started it when we were doing mornings the first time. And it's where in January we all pick a list of 20 celebrities, and they're all worth points, and if they die in the year and blah, blah, blah. In 2016... was the year of celebrity death. I mean, from right out of the gate, people started dying, and then we lost big ones. We lost Prince.
Bowie.
Yeah, it was a big deal, and it seemed like somebody was dying every other day. Galvin, I did not pay on time, so I began to go into the negative as far as points go. I gave up midway through the year. But I did actually pay you in full.
Right, yeah.
Before you were going to Vegas, I knew that I was going to have no chance to win, so I just paid you up front. Spanish has not paid you.
Oh, it's HTML.
Has he deposited the money with the Commissioner of Death, Pearl Hyundai. Yeah. Although I'm kind of glad, because from what I find out, that money is not so safe anyway. Did you hear about this?
Oh, man.
So Pearl Hyundai, what is it, $200 each?
Yeah.
So Pearl Hyundai takes everybody's money, and that's how they accumulate points. Well, I guess when Rob left the show, he called Pearl Hyundai and asked for his money back, and stupid Pearl Hyundai gave it to him. He gave him his money.
Unbelievable on both counts.
In all honesty, you probably would have thought about it and gave him back his money anyway. But for Pearl Hyundai to do that was pretty dumb.
Without
talking to us first.
Right. But can I say, he worst commissioner ever. There's always problems with the rules.
Oh,
there's,
here we go.
There's never,
by the way, I don't have my money yet. So let's.
Yeah, well, why not?
I don't know.
When are you supposed to get it?
Well technically Wednesday. But I told him, I said, hey, just a heads up, obviously I'm going to win. You know, nobody can catch me now.
Give me Christmas. Let's
I know. I know it takes a little while for it to transfer over sometimes, whatever this and that. So he said, no, I'm going to do it as a gift. He goes, that way you don't get hit with some of the fees, whatever. Da 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 da. They're going to have it. He said he did it yesterday. I still don't have it.
Oh, it's immediate. It's immediate. I send money.
Minus the $200 of my money that he gave to Rob. You know what I mean? So,
But, and we always have a problem with the rules. Like, it's never set in stone. We're always arguing amongst each other because Pearl Hyundai can't make a rule himself. I don't know. I just think maybe
he locks up when you talk to him on the air.
I think maybe next year we find someone who's more
qualified,
competent.
Yeah. Oh, I like
I'd
that.
Rather tape it to a bird. And let a bird fly around with it. I just, I don't understand. Getting your money back, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And not coming to, it's my money, and I want it now.
That was a dick move to go get your money, to go ask for the money back. But, you know, I understand if he's not financially secure.
But you're asking the wrong person, and you know what you're doing.
He clearly has not made the right decisions. Yeah.
200 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Is everything you okay?
Hold on.
Oh, boy. Situation?
Sorry. No, well, my wife now, I'm trying to explain that I'm not feeling good, and she's calling me 1,000 times.
Hello?
Where you're live on the air.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling good, but I'm trying to stick it out, so I'm on the air right now.
Okay. Well, you texted me and said that you were sitting in your car.
That was the first hour of the show. The first hour of the show, I was sitting in my car. Oh, she was going to come get me.
She's checking on you.
I know.
She's your wife. She's your partner.
I'm sorry. Don't all be dicks to me now. I don't feel good. I still feel like I have to throw up, and I'll throw up on all of you.
Oh, hot.
How are you feeling?
I feel terrible, and I'm trying to cancel everything so that I can get out there to get you and don't leave me hanging and don't answer the phone.
I was going on the air. I'm sorry. Don't be mean to me. I'll send Kenny Urell to the house to choke you up. Listen to me.
All right. I don't understand. Are you sick?
Yes. Do I need you? No. Like in life, I need you. I don't need you to take me to the doctor, if that's what you're asking.
Hi.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Hope you feel better, Amanda.
Just her?
I hope you feel better, Mike.
Thank you, Smash.
You're welcome.
What did you say earlier?
Oh,
I
really?
Said, I'm glad that he's sick and not mad at me, because I thought that was what was happening.
Oh, I was mad at you.
That's why I was
sick. I'd rather you be sick than be mad at me.
Yeah. I tried to call you again. I did not answer your phone.
I told Galvin, is like, per usual, I didn't answer. And then
true executive producer would have answered on the first ring.
Back to what's important. I want my goddamn money!
Yeah, so what? Can you get Rohanda on the phone? You're going to have to do all the yelling. If I start yelling, I'm going to projectile vomit.
Oh, man.
That might actually, here in person.
Cool. Actually might be good.
Yeah.
No. Question. It's so cold in here, we wear sweatshirts every day.
Right.
And is it ridiculously hot in here, or am I just sick?
Yeah, you're just sick.
Man, what is happening? Before Christmas?
It's not freezing in here like it normally is, though.
I'm sweating. I'm achy. I'm sweating. I feel nauseous.
Do you have a fever?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't want to risk you coming over here and feeling my face.
Can I touch your head?
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. I don't know what. No, seriously, I don't know. I feel terrible. No, I don't want you to touch me for any reason.
Okay.
Let's put this on the line for the future. Please don't touch my face ever.
What's gonna happen when your family all leaves you, when you're in a wheelchair and I'm the only one left to take care of you?
Why would you assume they would leave me?
I don't know.
2017. Don't touch his face.
That's how I want to live the rest of my years, is taking care of you.
Rohanda, the Commissioner of Death, welcome to the Mike Calda Show.
Yeah. So.
Whoa.
Yep. Was that
okay?
Was that the part that you were talking about, Carmen?
Yeah.
You just dropped an F-bomb.
In the first 2 seconds. And he didn't even want to talk to us because he knew. He was like, I was like, do you have a second to talk about the death pool? He's like, really? Yeah, that's your job.
Oh, all right, just give me my goddamn money. I'm telling you right now, I don't get that goddamn money, I'm going to freak out. No, I mean, I'm not even joking around either.
Right.
Little punk bitch, $200, pennies, blah, blah, blah. And then him giving the money back, and then that's not in my goddamn PayPal.
I wish I wasn't sick, because I'd be stirring this up so badly.
You don't need to stir it up. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So
you don't welch on bets.
That's right. You don't you, Walter?
I pay you every time. You pay me every time. We always do this. I gave you $20 one time. We made a bet, and I gave you $20, and you go, no, I was just kidding. I don't want it, and you threw it there. Rob took it.
He took the money?
Serious? You remember that? He goes, can I have it? And you go, I don't care. He goes, you said I'm not taking it. He took it, and I sat there, and I just looked at him. I just stare. I go, you kidding me? I should have taken that goddamn $20.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so you owe me $220.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What,
unbelievable. Unbelievable. I better have that goddamn money.
So you would, from Bohanda, you mean?
Yes.
In full, including the money that Rob took back?
In full.
It's mine, Galvin's, and Rob's. So that's
$620.
And
$800.
Tony, $800.
Yeah.
$820.
Plus, yeah, plus more for changes or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
I made some picks where I had to pay into it.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is getting serious.
I swear to God, I'll have your money tomorrow.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
I swear to God.
Oh, that's fine and good. But I'm telling you right now, I don't care whether it's $5 or $800. You don't welch on a bet. You don't not give the person the money.
Yes, that's
it. Is
you make
principle.
The bet. You make the bet. You take it.
And he's not even in it. It's not even his money. He didn't invest anything into this.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I'm not that mad with Rohanda.
Why?
I'm mad. That he gave Rob my money, because it's my money.
Right, I would be more mad at Rohanda.
Not his money back, that's my money.
Right.
But I'm also mad about...
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be mad at both, but Rohanda is the one that released the funds.
I'm mad at everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a little mad at you right now.
Yeah, I pay.
I know. But still.
I'll have your, I swear.
He paid you directly.
I know. Not mad at him. Oh, thank you.
Carmen, will you grab the phone? So let's go to the phone call. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. By the way, I hung up on Brohane because he dropped an F-bomb.
Right.
Not because of any other reason, but.
Yes, Spanish. Please have my money now.
I swear it'll be in white envelope in cash. No pennies.
Thank Whatever, you. I'll ask you for it.
I will not give it to him. I swear. Don't be mad at me, Calvin.
Oh, man. All right, let me go to the phone calls. Mike, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
How you doing, Mike? Hey, sandals ain't the same thing as shoes. And listen, didn't all this start from the Mike Calda's punch out when I told you he was a little bitch stealing beers?
That was the first.
It was the start of the whole weasel little bitch that he is.
All right. He's a weasel.
And stay true to who you guys are. And if Galvin doesn't get that money, Mike, I will go break knees.
No, I don't think we need that. Money. I don't think we need anybody to be knee broken at this point. Thank you, though, sir. I appreciate
it. Rob's a bitch. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your offer to. Handicap Rob, but I don't think that's necessary. No. He did pay you the first year.
In
pennies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember how funny that was?
Galvin is just so not the guy to do that to.
Yeah.
He's very little sense of humor when it comes to those things. Troy, good morning.
Good morning. If you're looking for a new Brohande, I would give my left testicle to be the new Brohande.
I don't know why you'd be willing to sacrifice one of your reproductive organs. Yeah. It's not that great of a job.
They're not in use now anyways, so.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary, and I think we've learned a lesson that we probably have to keep that in-house at this point, because you tend to lose almost $1,000.
Well, I am a sworn law enforcement officer. Oh. I feel I'm pretty trustworthy.
All right. Let me think about it. Brohane is actually calling you now. Potty Mouth, you're live on the air.
I apologize. I'm sorry, guys. I just woke up. I'm sorry.
In Brohande's defense, we've been talking. He's been very, very busy with his work. He's had to do a lot of overtime and all that stuff. So I get it. You woke up. You're tired. All that type of stuff. I understand.
So what happened? You're the keeper of the money. You've had everybody's money except for mine in Spanish. But I already paid my money in Spanish. It's just
I'm going to pay
HTML.
Tomorrow.
All I know is that I haven't even had a chance. I haven't been listening for the last month. I have just been so busy, and I all of a sudden got a request for somehow Rob said I'm no longer on the show. Can I have my money back? And I'm like, what? And I was just, I screwed up. I did it. I'll pay him back. I'll pay it back. I'll get Galvin his money. He'll have it.
Well, the second problem is that the money seems to be missing.
What, because of the fees and stuff?
No, Galvin hasn't gotten any of the money yet.
No, I sent it last night, so it'll get
sent Dave Erasmo money yesterday, and he got it in 10 seconds.
I can't control how PayPal does their thing, man.
Well, I'm just saying, I've never had
an email and everything.
All right. I'm just telling you, I never had that experience. Usually, the minute you send it's received. So that's why that just seems odd to me.
I don't know if it's because if you send it as like a gift to somebody else in the United States, you don't get charged apparently fees for it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that's why it takes a little longer than others. If you do it as like a payment for services, they ding you like 10% or 5%.
Did you use PayPal or like PayBuddy, the Walmart version of it?
No, just normal PayPal. That's far as I know.
Did you get an email from Rob asking for his money back or a phone call?
I have an email.
Was it? All right, forget it. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, realizes now, obviously, that should have been, hey, what is the situation? Because once he gave it to you, it was no longer his money.
I understand that. Like I said, it was, I don't know, it's a combination of a lot of things. I just...
How long does PayPal digital gifts take? It usually will be sent within a few hours if you choose instant delivery. However, in some cases, it may take up to 24 hours, blah, 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 blah. So,
all right. Well, we'll be on the lookout for it.
Right. And I have a response from PayPal saying they're actually sending it. So, I mean, it's actually getting processed. It's not. So it should happen.
So what are you saying, Galvin? He should not be the commissioner in death next year?
I don't know.
That's your guys' choice.
I like it. Galvin was just saying something different.
No, I was always on Bro Hyundai's side before. This is a snafu.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Once this is...
I'm sorry, you're right. It was Carmen who was really against it. Carmen,
she was
very
against Bro Hyundai.
I am very against it.
Why?
Because every year we have a problem with him. And I just, especially with you, Mike, I just don't understand how this happens because you're not like that with everybody. So, I figured one strike, you're done. And he's done three strikes just in a matter of this year alone.
Right.
So
you're saying he's out.
I'm saying bye. Well, I'm sorry. If you were...
Saying bye or bye?
Bye. Well, I'm just saying, I understand you work another job and that's your main priority. But at the same time, if you can't handle both of them, then you shouldn't be doing this. We should
Carmen
find someone
wonders
who
if you can handle the job as the commissioner of death anymore.
No, I know he can't handle it because he's proven it. Already, he's proven it just by these two decisions that he's made in the past. I don't know when you gave Rob back his money, but within the past week, I'm assuming that just these two decisions that you've made shows that you can't handle this job. So you're out.
Carmen just said you're out.
You're out. Like Kenny Powers.
Is that the whole show's decision or just first?
Oh, that's just Carmen.
That's just Carmen
nonsense talk. I just listen to it and laugh at it.
I mean, you know.
I like you, Brian. I think you do a good job. You type up rules and stuff. And
rules that he doesn't even apply.
There we go.
Because Pablo, he lets you change them all the time.
Yeah.
And Galvin bitches about that, too.
I'm the emperor. I'm the emperor. I can change rules.
It's your show.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. I will be a lot happier with Bro Hyundai whenever the money's in my PayPal.
All right, so let's give Bro Hyundai 48 hours or 24 hours to get that money in your PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's there and delivered safely, he will continue as the commissioner of death in 2017.
Gross.
Okay, Bro Hyundai?
It's fine by me. It's always been your guys' decision whether or not I'm in power. Just like it's the... Yeah, the owner's permission.
You just should stop talking.
Where with the Roger Goodell and the NFL, they choose him too. So it's
Hold on, Roger. Ryan, you're on the mic. How the show?
Well, Hyundai deserves to be fired.
Why?
Thank you.
It's like the crappy fantasy football commissioner you can never get a hold of. You can't make a decision. He always makes the crappy decisions.
King of the waiver. Yeah.
Yeah. But, that's who he is. He deserves to be fired. And then, can I get my money back? And he just, okay. And he just gets it back. He didn't decide to talk to anybody about it.
That is pretty odd, Bro Hyundai. You should at least ran it by me first.
Odd? You lost your mind.
Yeah, what a dick.
Right. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan was calling about PayPal and Carmen wrote, PayPal is instant. Right?
It. Yeah.
Don't erase it. I remember what it said.
PayPal is instant.
PayPal. Okay. Well, Bro Hyundai, I look forward to another successful year in 2017.
Apparently.
All right. Let's get to check the 24-hour get Galvin's money watch.
Okay.
All right, Pop.
Wait, before Bro Hyundai gets off the phone with us, what do we do if the money is not in Galvin's account in 24 hours? Do we take swift action then, or do we just kind of let it die
down? Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
All righty.
Hey, Bro Hyundai, can I get my money back?
Apparently not.
Wouldn't that be great if you gave me the money that I never paid?
Oh, my God.
That would have been great.
You never paid.
Oh, yeah. I had to just tell you. You didn't know. Thank you.
I know you didn't pay. I have it recorded.
Okay. Hold on. Rick would like to talk to you. Rick, you're on with Bro Hyundai.
Bro Hyundai. You got to look at what email address you put in. You put the wrong email address in because PayPal is 100% instantaneous.
Or as Carmen put, instant.
I put in the email address that Galvin specified to me in the email. That's who I sent it to. You better recheck it. I think you better send that in to Galvin.
What if he sent it to Rob again?
Oh.
What if he sent it to Rob by accident?
Let me point out.
No, I did not do that. I sent it to a Gmail address that Galvin provided.
That'd
be the first thing you got right, man. There's no way you got it right.
Give me back my money at gmail.com. Love, Rob. All right, thank you. Bro Hyundai, I'm worried about this.
Bro Hyundai, if you want to text me. Forward me that email from PayPal. Yeah, just so we are sure we have the same accounts and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
I believe Bro Hyundai.
Justin, you're on the mic out the show.
Yeah, usually I love Carmen, but in this case, I think she should be fired, not Bro Hyundai.
Why Carmen?
Well, Mostly because of the fact that she says especially. I wonder if she could actually spell especially.
No, she couldn't spell instant three
twice.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why should I get fired? That's why I got my whole job. You're an idiot, Justin. Obviously, you don't realize how this works and why I'm here in the first place. So screw you, you idiot.
So you got a job because you're an idiot? And you
yes,
can't spell
exactly.
And you don't know that there's not an
how awesome
especially?
Is that? Just think about it. America, baby.
Oh, USA!
And she spelled Brohonde wrong twice on the way. There's Brohanda and Brohonde.
That's how you spell Honda.
No, it's not. It's not Honda.
Bro-Honda.
It's H-A-N-D-E. That's how you spell it.
Brohonda.
I didn't even see that one.
Size of a car.
Holy crap. All right. So, Brohonde?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I think you do great. I think you're reliable. You deliver what you're supposed
you
to deliver.
Can't even say with a straight face.
I don't feel good.
I'm not feeling good.
I don't feel good. Galvin, you're good? I mean, it is pretty instant. I don't know.
My money, I'm waiting on the money. Yeah.
Get that man his money.
Yes.
All right, Bronny, have a happy holiday, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, why are you not having a holiday?
I haven't even done my Christmas shopping yet. That's how, you know, it's crazy it's been. So, yeah. It's
how's your stupid brother doing?
Oh, I don't care anymore.
Oh, wow. Right, it's like talking to Moose.
Yeah.
It's like so bit. Negative and so miserable.
Yeah.
Just get me out of this month and I'll be fine and I'll be back to normal, not Moose. So.
2017 is Bro Hyundai's year.
Moose Hyundai.
Moose Hyundai.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
See you later, man.
All right, see
ya. There you go. I like Bro Hyundai. Galvin, I gotta go. I feel terrible. I feel like I'm going to puke. I feel terrible. I'm pretty sure I broke my hand when I pounded on the table.
You hit it really hard.
Oh, man.
There's a basket right there if you need it.
Honestly, I'm considering throwing up in that basket. Joe, if I throw up in that basket, you know you have to show that on Bone TV. Yeah. Right?
He knows.
Okay.
He's ready. He's ready in there with a handheld. He's going to come in.
I got the sweats. My head's killing me. My main reason I want to leave is so I can go to the doctor because we had a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, hold on.
What? What? Oh, hotline.
You know who may help you feel better? Well, Rockapella.
Oh,
Rockapella makes you feel better.
Oh, that's right. We got Tony Burton.
Oh, no.
He's got his money in the deal.
Oh, he paid up.
Tony Burton's paid up. Tony, how are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I feel like walking death right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then Amanda tried to make you feel better, and you weren't really nice to her either.
I don't care about her.
You didn't say that out loud. Don't say that.
What's going on?
So, a couple things is that I think you guys are being a little mean to Brohonde because I think, in fairness, he's actually paying out early. So, cut the guy a little bit of slack. I know that, you know, PayPal should be paid up by now, but in theory, I mean, he's actually paying off before the death pool is actually finished.
No, the death pool ends on the last day of the year. The last day of, that we're on the air, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, technically. But the big snafu is the giving the $200 whenever it's not that person's money anymore.
Yeah, I was a little shocked to hear that, to be honest. Especially that he didn't consult anyone. And also, Rob, even though he's no longer on the show, I mean, if he had won the death pool, I can't imagine that he would have said, don't give me the money, I'm no longer on the show.
Exactly.
But the other thing I'm calling you about is that there's going to be three different Amazon boxes showing up at your office today, addressed to Mike Calta.
Oh, good.
Those are not for Mike. Those are not for Mike Calta. Those are for Carmen.
Oh, so, all three of them? Like not one of them is for me. All three of them are for Carmen.
That's why I love Tony.
No, all three in this instance are for Carmen. Sorry, there's nothing for Mike Alta in this delivery.
I already know what he got her. I can tell you what he got her. Three boxes, shoes, dress, hat.
No. She's got a pig, so he got a one house made out of straw, one house made out of stone, one house made out of brick.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. You actually guessed it. The brick one is the heavy one.
Yeah, so, all right, good. Spanish, be on the lookout for Amazon boxes today, and tomorrow we'll do the Christmas party if I live until then.
All right, and if they're not there, Spanish, please let me know so I can track it, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Good talking to you.
I hope you didn't use PayPal.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to the doctor.
Right.
I'm dying. I don't know what you want to do. You guys want to? We'll take a break. You could do news. You could do best of. I don't really care.
Okay.
Rockapella is due to come in the studio, and there's a huge party going on downtown for New Year's Eve, a rooftop party. The folks who are putting that on will be here to tell you about that as well on the Spanish show coming up. It's Mike Calta Show.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.